35-year-old bus driver was shot to death in suburban Washington yesterday. Conrad Johnson is presumed to be the 13th victim of the Washington area sniper. He was the 10th to die. NPR's Snigdha Prakash has more on the life of Conrad Johnson.
This is the waterfall that Conrad Johnson swung by many times a day as he brought his blue and white ride-on bus to the end of its run at the Bethesda Metro stop just outside Washington, D.C. We don't know if Johnson looked forward to the sight of this black granite waterfall or if he paid it little heed. We do know that Johnson didn't see it yesterday.
Approximately 6 a.m. this morning in the 14,000 block of Grand Prix Road near Connecticut Avenue, across from Northgate Park, there was a shooting. A man was shot as he was standing on the top step of a ride-on bus.
That man was the driver of the bus, Conrad Johnson. In the darkness of early morning, Johnson was readying his bus for its first trip of the day. Montgomery County, Maryland Police Chief Charles Moose broke the news on Tuesday.
The bus was stopped at a layover where they arrive early and stage to clean out the bus, fill out paperwork, and determine the next route location.
Johnson was a second-generation bus driver. His father still works for the county's transit system. The younger Johnson had been a bus driver for 10 years. The number 34 bus that Johnson drove links some of the further reaches of Montgomery County to the subway line in closer suburbs. Late yesterday afternoon, commuters were making the trip back home, and on Johnson's route, there was a sense of disbelief among riders that tragedy had struck so close to their daily lives.
I didn't see the picture of him today, so I really don't know, but I think I might know him.
A woman who identified herself as Mrs. Waldensham rides the bus most days.
It's terrible. It's just on my mind all the time. But I haven't heard what number the bus is yet.
It was a number 34.
It was 34? Maybe he's the one before the one I normally catch. Like I said, I don't know if it's the same one.
Johnson's colleagues were going about their business as best they could yesterday. They were tight-lipped and sad. This bus driver didn't want to give his name.
How are you feeling today?
Not very well.
You scared?
Yes, ma'am. Very much.
Are you doing anything differently?
Nothing I can do, ma'am. Just try doing my job. That's all I can do.
Near Johnson's home in Oxon Hill, Maryland, Gary McClam told of seeing his neighbor go about the ordinary business of life, cutting grass, playing football with his boys, and washing his car.
He used to wash it almost every day. That might have been the sum. Every day. He was a good guy.
The Johnson family were grieving and secluded yesterday. Montgomery County Executive Doug Duncan, who met with them, offered these bare bones of biographical data about Conrad Johnson.
Mr. Johnson is 35 years old. He's married, father too. Loved basketball, loved his kids, very large extended family. He's going to be missed greatly.
Another shooting, another life lost. Another sign that in Washington these days, ordinary life is anything but. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.